This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 2915. I'm your host, Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to Wednesday! Woohoo! Now, I just want to remind you, jobsearch.community is a site where I have all my video courses, books, and guides available to you at a very low price. Just go to the site. I've got free information on the homepage that's very useful to you, and then you can read about the services I have available there. Again, that's jobsearch.community. Today's show is one where I answer a question from someone where they want to know why recruiters get so offended when you turn down their offer. Hope you find this helpful. Hope you understand, more importantly. Please give this show a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it. Share it on LinkedIn. It will help other people. And I'll be back in just one moment. Why do recruiters get offended, annoyed, angry when you turn down their offer, even when you're being very polite in doing that? Now, I'm going to assume that this is a third-party recruiter that you're talking about. Now, sometimes it's the corporate recruiter, but most of the time when someone's describing this, it's the agency recruiter, it's the search firm recruiter who's getting annoyed. And the reason's really very simple. They've put in a lot of time, energy, effort, emotion, heart to bring you to this point. And they're earning a commission based upon the successful outcome of this process. Their client has made or is making an offer to you, and they're seeing all that effort go out the window. They're people with families. They're people with kids, with mortgages, and a whole host of other things. And they're watching all that go away, and they've got to start from scratch again. It's very frustrating. And their client has finally said things to them like, "Oh, you did a great job bringing Jeff to us. What a great hire they're going to be." You may have even told them some things that gave them the impression that you were going to say yes to the offer, and now are making a different decision, and they're feeling betrayed. When all is said and done, recruiters are human beings just like you. And so many of the questions I answer from people deal with the emotions rather than the facts of job hunting. Same thing exists for recruiters as well. They are human beings with emotions who care about getting the results, and they're feeling disappointed. So that's why they're getting offended. Why do some companies ask you this is a fun one. Why do some companies ask you to draw a house, a tree, and a person? Now, I had never heard of this before, but I went looking and found that this is an industrial psychology question that basically says or reveals certain things about your personality. So, for example, this is from a website called brightside.me. I'm not sure where it is. I just went directly to this page on Google. So when they're looking at the image of the house represents family relations and how you see and interpret home and family life. It says a lot about how you feel about family values in general and your family in particular. So the roof represents intellectual, fantasy, and spiritual life. A chimney, the affective, that's affective, and sexual life, with smoke coming out of the chimney symbolizing internal tension. Walls, the firmness and strength of your personality. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a couple of ways I can help you even more. First of all, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to or watch the show. I like knowing I'm helping some people. Also, join me at jobsearch.community. Now, whether you become an insider or not, there's a lot of stuff on the homepage to help you. Books, guides, video courses, videos, some good stuff to help you. And if you become an insider, you get access to all my video courses, books, and guides, and you can ask me questions, and I log in daily to respond to everyone. If you become an Insider Plus member, all the same stuff I've mentioned to you before, plus you can get me on a Zoom call to answer your questions more immediately. And if you're interested in one-on-one or group coaching, become an Insider Premium member. There's a lot there that we'll work on to help you land your next job. And you get all the other content as well. Hope you have a terrific day, and most importantly, be great.